الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. Inshallah, in these few minutes that we have, one important aspect of our life, Muhammad Yusuf Kandehlvi rahmatullah alayhi had once given a lecture, and in his lecture he explained one aspect. He said that we as man, humankind, we are the prime creation of Allah. There is no creation like us in the world. And within man, who is the best of Allah's creation, Allah has put two components. We are made of a soul and a body. Our body, the value of our body, if it has to be understood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such a position to the body that Allah has made all of the creation of Allah subservient to this body. The sun is moving and it is giving heat and giving light to provide for this body. The moon is moving, it is doing its work to provide for this body. Plants are growing, vegetables, fruits are growing to provide for this body. Winds are blowing for this body, rains are coming down for this body. All of the creation of Allah, animals are for this body. Whatever creation Allah has created for the body. To provide for the body, to sustain the body, to look after the body. So the creation of Allah, they are in the service of this body. But at the same time, if we have to understand, what is the origin of this body? This body was made originally from sand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from a combination of clay, or mud and water mixed together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this human body. And presently, me and you, all of us, what happens within our bodies, we eat food. After eating food, the food digests. The food creates strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates it. But Allah has made this food a means of creating strength in the body. A person gets energy. And whatever remains of that food, that goes out, a person passes it out as in the form of urine and stool. One other part remains of that food, that turns to blood. This blood continues flowing through the body, and it is from this very same blood that sperm is produced. Our reality is, sperm is such a thing which no person respects, no person likes, no person looks up to. If it has to be put in the hand of a man, he will wash it off. If a person has to take a dish of it and give it to somebody, that person will take it as an insult. Sperm is filthy. And Allah has created our body from that. Something which when it leaves the body, a person has to take ghusl. So filthy we become. Our body's value is only that. It is the value of one drop of sperm. That is the value of our body. But all of the creation of Allah around us is working for this body. In simple words, this body which is made, which values the drop of one drop of sperm, this body is so valuable that the rest of the creation are all working for it. Meaning that the rest of the creation are even less valuable than this. Now one thing which has no value, cannot be given value by something else which has even less value. Just like a person cannot wash away feces by using urine. Like that, a body which is made of such inferior material, this body cannot be given honor and respect and cannot get value by something which is even inferior, by cars, by houses, because that's also from sand. This body is also from sand and its origin is filth. And the things of the world are even less valuable because they were created to serve this body. So by a car, by a house, by a position, by a business, none of these things can give honor to man. Because our body's value is only this. There is another component in our bodies that is called a soul. And this soul did not come from the system by which our bodies came. Our bodies came from the ground and it was sustained by the ground. For our soul, Allah did not use any president, any prime minister. Allah did not use any scientist, did not use the sun, the moon, the stars, the winds, the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the soul min amri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The people are asking you, O Nabi Muhammad, regarding the reality of the soul. You want to understand the soul. It has come from the command of Allah. This soul was so valuable that no creation could dirty it. And no creation could bring any any kind of inferiority to it. No creation could lower its value and devalue it. This is the soul which came from Allah's command. And when it came into the body now, the soul and the body met. Something which had no value, joined with something which has value. Our body is so valueless that the moment the soul will leave the body also, it will lose value. And suddenly we will say it's a corpse, it's not a body. It's a stinking corpse, take it to the Qabristan. No matter what kind of person a person might have been, how handsome, how rich, how popular, how amazing, how intelligent, but still his corpse will be taken to the Qabristan. No value as soon as the soul comes out. So our value is because of our soul also. And our body has absolutely no value even while the soul is within it. And when there's no soul, the value even drops. Now these two things each have instincts. Our body's instincts are towards the things of the world because it came from there. It came from sand, it came from sperm, which inclines towards the world. So it will incline towards woman, it will incline towards wealth, it will incline towards all of the things of the world. And at the same time, our soul came from Allah. So its inclination is there also. At every moment our soul is inclining towards Allah. Now our soul is fed by doing things which are connected to its creator, connected to Allah. And our body is fed, our instincts of our body is what we call nafs. And the instincts of our soul is what we call tazkiyah, purification. So our soul wants purification and our body wants to fulfill desires. These two instincts within our body are always fighting. The soul and the nafs. And this battle will continue as long as a man lives. A time comes when the soul takes control over the body. And sometimes the body, the nafs takes control over the soul. When the nafs takes control over the soul is forced into doing work it doesn't like to do. Things which are taking it away from its creator, where it came from originally. So the soul goes into misery, depression. Allah will describe this in Quran, khaba, khasira. The soul feels miserable, it feels bad, it is in a loss. It doesn't know what to do, but it's forced. It can't do anything. So it has to just continue in this way, and it has to listen to the nafs. Why? Because the nafs, the desires, the body was given control over the soul. And these decisions will be made by what? By our heart. Who must get preference? If our heart goes towards our desires, desires will be given preference, our soul will become miserable. And on the other hand, if our soul is given preference, and such works are done with the soul, which makes the soul happy, the nafs, our body is not going to be happy. Because its cravings are being rejected. But at the same time, our soul will be happy. For that reason, we will find many people in the world who have everything. But they still wish to kill themselves. They still wish to be taken off from the face of the earth. They still commit suicide. They still hate themselves. They still are in depression for 3, 4, 5 months, years on end. They are taking tablets. They fulfilled everything. But the soul was left unhappy. And there are some people who have nothing of the world. They live in abject poverty. But their soul was given its food. And what was the food? The commands of Allah. Because of that, the soul progressed. And the soul felt happy even though the body was being deprived. When this happens, Allah refers to this here, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. These people are successful. These people are lucky people. So much so, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who does this, who makes tazkiyah of himself, he gives the soul what it needs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ فَعَلَهُنَّ فَقَدْ ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three people are such. There are three actions. Whoever does these three actions, he will taste the sweetness of iman. He will enjoy a life of happiness. And what are those three? One is, مَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ. مَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ بِأَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. He worshipped Allah. He had ikhlas in his heart, only for the sake of Allah, he did everything. And after doing everything only for the sake of Allah, he understood, oh Allah, I am doing it because it is only you, there is no other being besides you. The second thing, وَأَدَّى زَكَاتَ مَالِهِ. He gave his zakat, and the hadith continues, how he must give zakat, happily. We must give good wealth when we give zakat. We must not try to cut corners. And the third thing, وَزَكَّى نَفْسَهُ. He makes the tazkiyah, he fulfills what his soul wants. So one sahabi asked, what is the tazkiyah to nafs? We sing Islah Jalsa. So what is that Islah? So the pinnacle of Islah, Tazkiyah, where are we trying to reach? The more we will feed our soul with things which will take it closer to Allah, our highest objective is this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Alima anna Allah ma'ahu haythu kan. A man understands that Allah is with him wherever he may be. He lives with this feeling that I am with my Allah. And he has understanding whatever I wish for in life, whatever objectives I have, only my Allah can fulfill it. My Allah is with me, he's looking after me, he's helping me at every moment. This is what a person will get, this is tazkiyah. When a person reaches this, when he feeds his soul, he will feel the closeness of Allah. Till finally he'll reach this level which is called ihsan. Now at every moment in his life, he will feel as if Allah is with him. And really the reality of the matter is Allah is with us at every single moment. So this is tazkiyah, this is in dunya. In akhirat what a person will get, that comes in another place in Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person who does this work, he feeds his soul, he rejects what his desires ask him for. Allah says, Jannatu adnin. He will have gardens of everlasting bliss and pleasure. Wherein he will be able to enjoy himself. It is holiday season. And one of the places people love to go in holidays, to go to resorts, to go to parks, where we can see nature, we can see the beautiful creation of Allah. We can see waterfalls in front of us, green, green grass, lovely trees, fruit near us. Allah says, these are the gardens, the orchards of Jannah. Adn, forever and forever, everlasting, we will remain there forever and ever in enjoyment. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, and a person can picture himself sitting. He's sitting there on the green grass, and right near him are flowing rivers, flowing rivers, the most beautiful rivers. Khalidina fiha. And he will remain there not for one week or for 2 weeks, for which he has to pay big, big prices and big amounts of money. But he will remain forever and forever. Never will he ever desire to be shifted from Jannah. Never will he get bored. Allah will continue entertaining him. وَذَٰلِكَ الْجَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. You know who will get this? Allah explains in Quran, the person who will get this is that person who does this effort of tazkiyah. He feeds his soul by forcing his body into the obedience of Allah. Outwardly it seems very difficult. But ask that person who knows Allah. Ask that person who did it. What enjoyment he experienced the day when he obeyed Allah and he disobeyed his nafs. That person will be able to tell you. This is our lifetime effort. And every day of our life when we wake up, we have to understand that there is going to be this battle within me. My soul is going to pull me towards Allah's commands. And my nafs is going to pull me away from Allah's commands. The more I move towards Allah's commands, the happier my soul will become, even though my body finds difficulty. And the further I move away from Allah's commands, my body will be pleased, it will find some enjoyment, but my soul will always remain miserable. This is the crux of tazkiyah. A person who feeds his soul, he will get the friendship of Allah. And a person who feeds his soul, he will get Jannah in the Akhirah, in the presence of Allah. This is what tazkiyah is about. This is what our Islahi Jalsa is for. And how to achieve this, how to get it within our lives, what path to take if we wish to give our soul preference, and if we wish to deny our desires, our carnal desires, its instincts. If we want to become close to Allah, and if we want to get happiness in this world and the Akhirah, tazkiyah is the simple word which will give us all of the day. This is what Allah has explained in Quran. Whoever wants happiness, peace, prosperity, contentment in this life, and he wants happiness, peace, prosperity, enjoyment, happiness in the next life, all he has to do, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person who purifies himself, he gives his soul what it demands, that person will be successful in this world and the Akhirah. May Allah grant me tawfiq of making this effort, of realizing that we need to purify ourselves. Very important, may Allah grant us all understanding. One very big challenge which comes in all of our lives, which Allah says in Quran, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. There are many of us, Allah knows best, but there are definitely certain amongst us, including myself, that we are in this delusion, and we think everything is fine. Allah says in Quran, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't ever regard yourself to be pure. This is one sickness which comes within a person, and he thinks, I'm okay. Those people are the problem. As soon as we enter into this, that we start thinking tazkiyah is done, from that moment we start moving backwards, and we lose the entire plot. So this year has to be kept in mind continuously, that the only day that I will know if my tazkiyah has been done is the day my eyes close, and I meet my Allah, and my Allah says, I am happy with you because of what you did. Till then we have to make an effort on this year, and this is what this effort is about. Allah grant us all tawfiq, that we make our intention that within this 1.5 days, whatever programs we attend, whatever we listen to, I will listen with the intention that I will take benefit from it, I will learn, I will practice, I will implement it in my life, I will make tazkiyah, and I will acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this gathering. May Allah ta'ala grant it to me, grant it to all of us. We will inshallah now be going down for meals. Some very important aspects regarding meals, the sunnah way of eating. Just a few important aspects. The first is this year that when eating, we should make a niyat. These are important brief aspects of eating, sunnahs of eating. One is we should make a niyah. What niyah a person will make? One is that when eating this food, I will look at this food and understand that this food has been sent as a gift from Allah. And I will then recognize the Creator, that being who gave me this food. Through food, a person can get great ma'rifat, great recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will recognize where it has come from, and how, with what love Allah is feeding me with this food, and what amazing types of food, from which places in the world, what delicacies Allah is putting in my mouth. What a favor of Allah, I will recognize Allah. Through this food, I will fulfill eating this food, I will fulfill the command of Allah of eating. I will follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who ate. Through this eating of this food, I will get strength to make ibadah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while eating this food, I will do everything according to the sunnah method. This is one, niyyah. Second thing, when eating, it is extremely important that a person remembers Allah. Before eating, recite Bismillahi wa barakatillah. After eating, recite Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. A person who knows more du'as, recite those du'as. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah becomes very happy when while a person is eating, he thanks Allah and praises Allah. He takes one morsel and he praises Allah. He takes another morsel, he takes one sip and he praises Allah. This is very beloved to Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq while eating, we remember him. Then, a person should keep in mind the sunnah method of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eating. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat with three fingers. One is the posture. Many of us would know this here. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of three postures has taught us to sit while eating. Either in the tashahud position, or with one leg raised and the other down, or with both legs raised in a crouching posture. When a person eats, he should eat with three fingers, and a person should eat from that food which is closest to him. Along with this here, there is the sunnah of cleanliness. The sunnah of cleanliness teaches us that after eating, we lick our fingers. Before eating, we wash our hands. After eating, we wash our hands again. Whatever falls onto the dastarkhan, we pick it up and eat it. It is a gift from Allah which has come. Do not ever be unappreciative of this gift of Allah. And after eating, clean our plates. We have been taught in the ahadith that a person who cleans his plate, the plate will make dua for him also. So clean our plates also. And then after this year, what is extremely important as well, that we feel appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this great bounty. And along with that, we appreciate those people who have made it possible for us to eat. Here in the Islahi Jalsa, those people who have contributed, those people who have prepared the meals, that we thank them, we appreciate from them. And further than that, when a person goes home to our wives, our families, our mothers, whoever is preparing food for us, it is extremely important, it is part of our Iman and our Islam, that we thank and we show appreciation to whoever does ihsan to us. This is one extra aspect. So we said to make niyat before eating, to make zikr of Allah, to remember Allah before eating, after eating and while eating. To eat according to the sunnah, and in a sunnah posture, and to be appreciative, obviously to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah's favor, and to all the people who have made it possible for us to eat. May Allah grant me tawfiq, grant us all tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.